there's a shortage of workers in Vermont's prisons. And union leaders, administration officials, and lawmakers all say that it's become a serious public safety issue.
There's a crisis.
It's an urgent crisis situation.
We have a staffing crisis in corrections.
That crisis has begun to have very real effects on correctional officers and the incarcerated individuals under their care. And as Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, while state leaders may agree on the severity of the problem, they disagree on how to solve it.
Peter Mays lives in Windsor with a wife and three young kids that he doesn't see nearly enough of.
My oldest just turned 11 yesterday. Missed that birthday.
Missed that birthday because of a mandatory overtime shift at Southern State Correctional Facility, where he served as a correctional officer for about a year. It's not uncommon for Mays to work three consecutive 16-hour days. He's lucky if he gets 5.5 hours of sleep in between shifts.
By the third day, it's very difficult to kind of have the mental and physical strength to keep going, but you try to muscle through.
Mays, who emphasized that he's speaking for himself and not on behalf of the Department of Corrections, left a steady job in healthcare IT to pursue this career in corrections.
Really wanting to, help these people who've made a mistake and are sitting in cells daily, help facilitate their needs to overcome this and get back into society.
He says he's found the purpose he was searching for, but it's come at a severe cost to his emotional and physical well-being.
Individual tried to end their life, and afterwards I was dealing with flashbacks of the room, what I saw in there.
The life expectancy of a prison worker is 59 years, according to one study. The rates of suicide and post-traumatic stress disorder are higher than military veterans. Steve Howard is the executive director of the union that represents correctional officers. He says the mandatory overtime that employees like Mays have been forced to endure are compounding the pressures of an already dangerous job.
They tell me that one of their biggest fears is that they're going to plow into somebody on their way home. They're going to fall asleep and plow into a minivan full of kids.
The reason so many correction officers have to put in so much overtime is that the Department of Corrections doesn't have enough prison staff. The vacancy rate at the prison where Mays works was 41% as of November, according to the union. Statewide, the vacancy rate is closer to 17%.
We have a staffing crisis in corrections.
That's Commissioner of Corrections Nick Demmel.
And I don't want people to shy away from saying that because we need attention on this issue.
It's not just a Vermont problem. The average staffing vacancy rate in U.S. prisons is about 25%. The problem got so bad in New York and New Hampshire recently that governors deployed National Guard troops to service prison workers.
That's something Vermont never wants to get to. We'll do everything we can to prevent that.
Demmel says his department has recruited aggressively to alleviate the problem. He regularly appears in TV ads on network television, touting the benefits of a career in corrections. And they've increased workers' pay by 36% over the past 3 years. It's increased the number of new guards walking through prison doors, but 26% leave within the first year. And Demmel says workforce demographics in Vermont put a low ceiling on the number of future hires.
We're never going to get back to 100%. So how do you run the system with fewer people? And that's the work that is incumbent on us to do now.
Union President Steve Howard isn't opposed to finding operational efficiencies, but he says the corrections department also needs to increase the number of officers. And he says they can make that happen quickly by increasing pay even more.
We've got to get around the idea that these positions need to be compensated at a much higher level. In the initial phase of stabilizing the situation, money alone will not solve this problem, but money will stabilize the situation.
Corrections Commissioner Nick Demmel says Vermont has already exhausted the hiring potential of increased pay.
People aren't leaving our system because they're not paid enough. People are leaving our system because the experience of working here is really difficult.
On the question of whether higher pay will solve the problem, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth sides with the union. He says he's told Demmel and the governor that the legislature is prepared to use its power of the purse to support any contract negotiations that result in higher pay. Baruth says the public safety agenda in Montpelier tends to focus on the uptick in quality of life crimes. The current situation in prisons, he says, is potentially more urgent.
If you understaff a prison, if you overwork the corrections guards, public safety can suffer dramatically. You can have incidents in the prison where people are injured or God forbid, killed, and that can, you know, theoretically spill over into the rest of Vermont.
The shortage of corrections officers is also bad for the people held in the state's six prisons. Defender General Matt Valerio heads the state office that provides public representation to incarcerated individuals. He says more people are spending more time in prison as a result of the staffing crunch. That's because prison workers no longer perform the administrative functions needed to resolve his clients' cases.
For example, in the past, you might be able to, you had a plea agreement that you needed to get signed. You could fax it up there, and then a caseworker would grab that and get it to the client. The client would sign it, and they'd fax it back. That stuff doesn't happen anymore.
The union is worried that vacancy rates will plummet even further without some kind of crisis intervention. One correctional officer, for example, recently quit after putting in 11 consecutive 16-hour shifts. That's according to Matt Fuller, who's worked in Vermont prisons for 19 years.
I used to like doing the work, but right now it's money, really.
Fuller says he's watched colleagues deteriorate in real time as they try to keep pace with the grueling overtime schedule. And he says he's breaking down with them. There was a time, Fuller says, when he planned to work in this job until it was time to retire. Now, he's keeping track of the days until he's 20 years in and only partially vested.
Yeah, that's actually 14 months and 23 days.
After which, there will be one fewer employee in a Vermont prison, and more hours for other people to cover. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.